Hello, dear friends, and welcome back to Bible Sunshine on this Monday, the first day of June. We're very glad that you've joined us again, and we trust that God will strengthen your hearts, that we will find an oasis of peace and love and comfort in the midst of a troubled and confused world. So let's open our Bibles to Philippians chapter 2. We want to continue our study here. Philippians chapter 2, and notice with me verse 25 through verse 30. Let's reread this passage on Epaphroditus. Yet I considered it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier, but your messenger and the one who ministered to my need, since he was longing for you all and was distressed because you had heard that he was sick. For indeed he was sick, almost unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore I sent him the more eagerly, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and I may be less sorrowful. Receive him, therefore, in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such men in esteem, because for the work of Christ he came close to death, not regarding his life, to supply what was lacking in your service toward me. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for your faithfulness, your goodness, and we pray that you will encourage our hearts through the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Epaphroditus was a wonderful friend to the Apostle Paul, and we have been looking at relationships of one who loves Christ supremely. Remember this, a friendship modeling a love for the Lord energizes and refreshes others. Indeed, that's what was given here from Epaphroditus to the Apostle Paul, refreshment and energy. In our most difficult circumstances, God often brings to us a friend who loves the Lord unselfishly. So we have seen here that Epaphroditus' relationship with the Philippian church was characterized by willingness. His relationship with the Apostle Paul was characterized by service. His relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ was characterized by total surrender. Notice again in verse 30, because for the work of Christ, he valued Christ's work. Total surrender to Jesus Christ demonstrated by his valuing of Christ's work. But not only that, look at verse 30, he came close to death, by approaching death for Christ's sake. I'd like to share Philip's paraphrase here. He says his loyalty to Christ brought him very near death. He risked his life to do for me in person what distance prevented you all from doing. Paul saying to the Philippian church, he was willing to risk his life to do what you Philippians couldn't do because you're not here in Rome with me, but Epaphroditus was here and he risked his life to do what you weren't able to do. He was a representative from the Philippian church. So even to the point of death, the idea here is that like a ship, he came broadside to danger. As one ship pulls alongside another for battle, he threw himself broadside into the work of Christ, right alongside danger. He risked his life. Are you willing to take any risks for the Lord Jesus Christ? There are many brothers and sisters that we've been praying for. We don't know them, but we know they're there in these countries where persecution is rampant. And they take risk on a regular basis, perhaps daily, for the Lord Jesus. They teach us so much about commitment to Christ. Are we willing to take a risk? Epaphroditus came close to death. He was willing to take risk. And notice this, not regarding his life to supply what was lacking in your service for me. So he was willing to take a risk for Christ and others by approaching death for the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be able to minister to the Apostle Paul in Rome, supplying what the church back at Philippi couldn't do. His relationship with Jesus Christ was characterized by total surrender. Let me ask you something today. What is your relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ? That's a powerful question. Do you know Jesus as your Savior? Not just in your head, but in your heart. Is your trust in Him today to forgive your sins, to give you eternal life and a home in heaven? If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, then today, call on the name of the Lord. Acknowledge your sin before God. Believe the gospel that Christ died, was buried, and rose again. And call on the name of the Lord to save you. And the Bible says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Call on the Lord to save you and enter into the best relationship in the whole world, the relationship with Jesus Christ. And then as a believer, let me ask you, and I ask myself this question, is my life characterized by total surrender to Christ? Is my relationship to Jesus characterized by just making a contribution, or is it characterized by, Lord, here I am, here's my life, take me, use me for your honor and glory? I trust that that's your relationship. I trust that's mine today with Jesus. Total surrender, completely yielded to the will of God to do what He wants in our lives. May God help us to that end. Well, I'd like to notice one other relationship here. How about Epaphroditus' relationship with himself? Look at verse 26. Since he was longing for you all and was distressed because you had heard that he was sick. His relationship with himself was characterized by disregard. Disregard. He was not looking out for good old number one. He was looking out for Jesus. He was looking out for others, for the Philippian church, for the Apostle Paul. Notice it says here, he was longing for you all. So Paul is writing back to the church at Philippi, and he's saying, here's one sent from you. He longs for you all. He had a special relationship with them. He loved the people of God in Philippi. We also must love God's people today. God's people need strength to stand strong. Our young people need wisdom to stand strong, to sort out the confusion that's in the world today by the principles of the Word of God. Here's the plumb line of Scripture, and all these things come against it. Will we seek to have everything measure up to God's Word? I trust so. And our young people need such wisdom and direction, and so do adults, that we would think biblically. Our young people, our adults, our children, everyone are each one is very important in the body of Christ. And we need to love them and long for them. I trust you appreciate the people in your local church. I have really enjoyed the blessing of Zoom technology. And we have these meetings, and people are so happy to see each other in East End Baptist Church. And there we're able to meet online and encourage one another with scripture, with songs, with prayer. It is a blessing, and I sense there is a longing for people to be with each other. And yes, everyone is longing for the day when we can be face to face. Epaphroditus longed for the Philippians. He was away from them, and he missed them. They were important to him. I remember telling a brother that I had not seen in church that I had missed him, and he started to give me a report. Well, I said, I didn't ask for a report. I just want you to know I missed you. We need to long for one another in the body of Christ and not be passive toward them, but active in praying for them and encouraging them. Well, his concern was for their worry. And this is so intriguing here. It says he was distressed because they had heard that he was sick. So he was sick. They heard about his sickness, and he was distressed over their hearing of his sickness. He was self-effacing. He was not all about himself. I don't think if he had the ability to call the church in that day, of course he didn't, but if he had that ability, I don't get the idea that Epaphroditus would have started in on an organ recital. Well, this is wrong with me, and that is wrong with me, and I was ailing here, and I was ailing there, and this organ had this problem, and that organ had that problem. You know what I mean? Organ recital. No, he was concerned that they'd even heard that he was sick. He was consumed with the work of God, the will of God, the people of God, and the man of God, the Apostle Paul. Epaphroditus means charming. Is there anyone more so than one who is completely committed to the Lord Jesus Christ? A charming person is one who is committed completely to Jesus. Epaphroditus was that indeed. I'd like you to make a comparison with two men, Epaphroditus, and look over to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. Or verse 10, I'm sorry, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. Make a comparison here. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica, Crescens for Galatia, Titus for Dalmatia. Demas has forsaken me, the Apostle Paul said. And he adds, he loved this present world. We read that with an element of disdain. It's not charming that the Apostle Paul was forsaken by Demas because Demas loved the present world. I think Epaphroditus is the opposite of that. He didn't love even his own life. His relationship with himself was characterized by disregard. We ought to willingly serve out of a heart of surrender to Christ and disregard for others. May God give us the relationships like Epaphroditus had with the Philippian church, characterized by willingness. His relationship with Paul, characterized by service. His relationship with Jesus, characterized by total surrender. His relationship with himself, characterized by disregard. Let me ask some questions here as we conclude this passage on Epaphroditus. And I ask myself these questions. Are you willing? Are you willing to do the will of God? Are you serving? Are you busy about serving Jesus? Are you totally surrendered? Are you disregarding yourself or making everything about yourself? Are you loving the present world system or loving Christ and loving his ways more? May we be like Epaphroditus. May we faithfully serve the Lord, even being willing to take risk for the glory of God. May God help us. Let's go to prayer on the first day of this month. Three countries we've prayed for before. Algeria, 38 million people there. Number 25 on the persecution ranking. Benin, Africa. Pray for that country. Burkina Faso. I heard of a pastor and his wife there who were being blamed for the spread of the COVID virus in Burkina Faso. There's great persecution there. Let's pray for these countries today and the believers there. Our Father, we thank you so much for the example of Epaphroditus. We thank you, Lord, for the example of believers and far-flung places around the world where they take risk for the cause of Christ. We lift up to you, Lord, believers in Algeria. We pray that you will strengthen them, give them boldness in faith, help them to trust in the Lord with all their hearts. We pray, Lord, for believers in Benin, that their hearts will be encouraged, that the churches will be strong. Lord, will you supply scriptures to people in Benin and Algeria? And Lord, for Burkina Faso, I pray for this dear pastor and his wife being blamed for the spread of the virus. Lord, we pray that you will strengthen them, hold them up, give them courage in the face of opposition. And Lord, we pray that the gospel will be promoted and expanded in these countries. We pray for the power of the gospel over radio waves and through the internet, that many will be exposed to the message of Christ. And Father, we pray for believers around the world, for the revival of your people. Lord, we pray for America in the midst of this virus, this pandemic. Lord, now there's rioting and chaos and confusion and hatred and animosity. Lord, I pray that we, your people, will demonstrate the love of Jesus, the peace of Christ. And we pray for an end of this confusion, but we pray you'll use it all to cause people to cry out to you for salvation, for mercy, and cause your people, Lord, to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. In Jesus' powerful name we pray. Amen. God bless you, dear friends. I'm so glad you joined us today on Bible Sunshine. I hope you'll be back tomorrow and that God's love, life, and light will shine brightly on you today. God bless you.